Welcome back to Praying the Scriptures in the Divine Office together. So anyway, we're just going to go for Vespers, also known as evening prayer on Sunday, the short version. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. O Christ, you are the light and day, which drives away the night, the ever-shining Son of God, and pledge of future light. As now the evening shadows fall, please grant us, Lord, we pray, a quiet night to rest in you until the break of day. Remember us, poor mortal men, we humbly ask, O Lord, and may your presence in our souls be now our great reward. Antiphon 1. The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever. A priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Father, we ask you to give us victory and peace. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we are already seated at your right hand. We look forward to praising you in the fellowship of all your saints in our heavenly homeland. Help look after the near and dear ones in our lives. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord said to my master, sit at my right hand. Alleluia. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. Psalm 101, God's marvelous works. We are lost in wonder at all that you have done for us, our Lord and our mighty God. Revelation 15:3. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love him. Love them. Majestic and glorious his work. His justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Merciful and gentle Lord, you are the crowning glory of all the saints. Give us, your children, the gift of true obedience, which is the beginning of wisdom, so that we may truly do what you command and be filled with your love and mercy. Through the same Christ our Lord, in honor of Mary's gifts and the Holy Spirit, pour out your spirit of grace upon all of us, especially those mourning and suffering. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our compassionate Lord has left us a memorial of his wonderful work. Alleluia. All power is yours, Lord God, Almighty King. Alleluia. Our next prayer is from Revelation chapter 19, the first 7 verses of it, with Alleluias inserted by the church. It's called The Wedding of the Lamb, is the caption. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia. 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 Sing praise to our God, all you his servants. Alleluia. All who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia. 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 The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Alleluia. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia. 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 The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia. And his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to you, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. All power is yours, Lord God, our mighty King. Alleluia. Short reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, 3-5. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us new birth, a birth unto hope which draws its life from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, a birth to an imperishable inheritance, incapable of fading or defilement, which is kept in heaven for you, who are guarded with God's power through faith, a birth to a salvation which stands ready to be revealed in the last days. Responsory prayer. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Eternal ages praise the greatness of your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Antiphon, do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For as you have judged them, so will God judge you. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. For as you have judged them, so will God judge you. Intercessions. We enter into our prayer of intercessions. The world was created by the word of God, recreated by his redemption, and it is continually renewed by his love. Rejoicing in him, we call out, renew the wonders of your love is the response, Lord. We'll say it once at the end. We give thanks to God whose power is revealed in nature and whose providence is revealed in history. Through your Son, the herald of reconciliation, the victor of the cross, free us from empty fear and hopelessness. May all those who love and pursue justice work together without deceit to build a world of true peace. Be with the oppressed, free the captives, console the sorrowing, feed the hungry, strengthen the weak, and all people reveal the victory of your cross. We ask that you help us, especially those who are mourning or in distress, to be comforted by the Holy Spirit's compassion and love. After your Son's death and burial, you raised him up again in glory. Grant that the faithful departed may live with him. We pray for your personal intentions. We especially pray for Bill, who is again having such a difficult night. Pray for God to change everything in his mind, steady and strengthen his heart, and help him achieve deliverance and health. Renew the wonders of your love, Lord. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, let us all pray together in the words the Savior himself taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Final prayer for the day. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. So just under 12 minutes. Very doable for a lot of Catholics. I am feeling better, by the way. I just need to get rid of the rest of the virus.